So joining me now is the leading trainer so far of the Cheltenham Festival 2015, and that is Willie Mullins. Willie, thank you very much for talking to me, and we'll go into it straight away. Today you've had one winner, you've had Dom Poli, who I thought were fantastic in the RSA.
Yes, he looked a different class. To beat a field of good novices from Ireland and England like that, he makes him probably a horse we should aim for the Gold Cup next year.
And first of all, we'll go back to yesterday. Four winners on the card. Firstly, though, how's Annie Power after a fall?
I think Annie Power pulled out better than me this morning, though she did. I was quite relieved when she got up yesterday. And this morning, you know, she jogged up the yard fine. We're very pleased with her.
And we'll just go over a few of your wins yesterday. We'll start with in the Supreme, Dovan, another great performance.
Yes, he did what he'd been showing me at home on the gallops all season, and there's always a worry that they won't do it on the big day, but he did it easily enough on the big day, and he's a horse with a big future, and we're looking forward to him.
And potentially, what do you think's next for Dovan?
Dovan, he could go, you know, he looks every inch a novice chaser. That's probably the direction we will go.
And a word on Underscore, again, another a great performance.
Yes, a much more mature performance. He's settling. And he's jumping better because of that. You know, if he settled a little bit more, how much can he improve? And he looks one maybe tailor-made now for the champion chase because, you know, that division looks a little open going on today's results.
So he had two winners on the card. Just when he thought it couldn't get any better, for him goes and wins the champion hurdle.
I mean, the champion hurdle was extraordinary. Ruby was very good on Fahin. He dictated the pace. Then just kicked when he wanted to, had put them all under pressure. Arctic Fire ran a fantastic race, running on to be second, closing on Fahin all the time. And then Hurricane Fly had been running a good race as well all the time, and it was great to get him into third place.
And did you think you'd have a 1-2-3 in the champion hurdle?
No, you don't dream about things like that, no. We were hoping that we might get the winner and worry about the rest.
And just very quickly, just to ask you, you brought, you know, some fantastic horses over to the Cheltenham Festival. You know, people were saying, you know, it's going to be like the Willie Mullins show. You're going to have lots and lots of winners. Do you find that like a bit of a distraction and a lot of pressure on yourself?
It certainly was when the prices came out 4 or 5 weeks ago, the anti-post prices for Cheltenham. However, on the run-up to Cheltenham, the last fortnight, 10 days, everything was going really well at home, and we were looking forward to it rather than dreading it, because, you know, we didn't have any setbacks, and it transpired the horses ran as well as they appeared to be at home.
And out of your wins, which one have you enjoyed so far, or is it all of them?
I think just the whole thing has just been spectacular, and I think the whole team is just in, we're all numb, we can't believe it. We'll probably only settle down and enjoy it when we get home.
Willie, thank you very much for your time, and I want to say a massive congratulations on all your wins so far.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.